everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Show for you guys today. We'll be definitely dishing on all the entertainment news and all the celebrity tea, baby. But first, before we get started, let's welcome our LA tea party. How y'all doing over there?
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Good to see you.
All right, y'all. And later on, we're doing one of my favorite segments, Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Woo-hoo. Yep, that's right. And also, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have developed some brand new amazing friendships in Hollywood. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later. Also, our friend Andrew Foreign sits down with Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani to dish about their new Netflix film, Lovebirds. But first, Heidi, what do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, the coronavirus is not stopping the Kardashians from collecting checks. I mean, most Hollywood productions...
They're getting unemployment?
Most productions in Hollywood are shut down because of the pandemic, but keeping up with the Kardashians, still going strong. Leave it to them to figure it out. According to a recent interview with their executive producer, Farnaz Farjam, they're still practicing social distancing and safety while in production. But so here's how they're doing it. This will irritate you. Everybody gets a brand new iPhone every single week.
Wow.
So okay. They're going to film footage, and then each week they turn it in, and they get a brand new phone to do more footage on. And you know they got to look good, so they hired a director of photography who is also in a hazmat suit, so to set the ladies up with proper lighting and cameras.
Makeup people, I'm assuming.
I'm sure. And it seems, though, the quarantine has really brought the good out in the Kardashians, and all the little things that were bugging them before the quarantine happened, they've resolved those issues and really brought out the good in Tristan Thompson, apparently, because that executive producer, Farnaz, said that, this is exactly what she said, quote, "Tristan definitely stepped up and helped Chloe a lot with True. He's totally showing a way more mature side of himself. I think so much more of him now. Not that I didn't like him before. I just like him so much more." Wow. She also said that a lot of family members, like I mentioned, had these pre-quarantine issues that all of a sudden now everything seems to be good, but they're promising that there's still going to be plenty of drama.
That'll be written in later.
So, yes. Headcrack, are you surprised at all that the Kardashians somehow figured out a way to still make money from the pandemic?
Not surprised at all. Like, the Kardashians could survive a nuclear holocaust. They've been men, they've been women, they've been black, they've been white. They can do all things through Christ Jesus. They will figure out a way to make money by any means necessary.
Yes, they will. Yes.
All right, y'all, now moving on. Talk about having co-parenting on lock. Now, friend of the show, Monyetta Shaw, who is Neo's ex-girlfriend and mother of his two children, along with Neo's wife, Crystal Smith, who also has two children by the singer, took to Instagram Live together to explain how they handle the dynamics of being blended, being a blended family. Now, it took them a long time to learn how to get along, and they broke it down a little bit. Check it out.
We were always friendly.
We were never nasty to each other. So I think from, like, once we met, I know from my end, like, genuinely, like, was like, damn. And I even said to Shane, I was like, well, what the f*** is wrong? Because I'm confused, because I liked her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, literally... Mm-hmm. And then from there, it just, you know, you were still going through what you was going through. And it made it it made tension.
Now, Gary, you always point the finger at our counterparts. Why do you feel like only in Hollywood is this sort of thing able to go down?
Well, and not just really only in Hollywood, though. I mean, it could happen in civil life, but the deal is, I'm sure Neo made it very clear, if y'all act a damn donkey, you will not get your check. So these girls decided we better go ahead on and be right, baby, get our checks, honey, and be civilized. So, I mean, congratulations to...
No, I don't think so.
think that, Gary. I think they are both good-hearted, genuine women, and they feel like they should get along for the sake of the children, right. And it will keep all the drama down, and they make it easier on the children and Neo. Actually, I mean, they both have situations with him, but they know where they stand, and Monietta's a great mom, and so is Crystal.
Well, head crack Frank and Trudy, y'all. Now, if y'all were Neo, honey, would y'all be afraid if your baby mama's, honey, got along?
You know they say happy wife, happy life? Unhappy ex, it's like a hex. So you definitely want to make sure the ex is straight, too, so nobody got nothing bad to say about you.
My ex-wife and my current wife have never met each other, but I already know they're friends.
Wow.
They have a mutual hatred for me.
It would be a total
disaster if they met each other.
Right. I think they probably have a better relationship together than they do with you.
Oh, exactly.
Right. All right, you guys, it's time for...
Trapping with the stars.
That's right, y'all. And we're kicking off this week's edition with Summer Walker bringing that heat and giving us fishnet fairness, y'all. She posted a sexy slow motion video with the simple caption of a black heart emoji. Check out this video.
Summer rain, baby.
Thirst trap, yes or no?
I don't think it's a thirst trap. I think
you don't?
If she didn't have those white panties on underneath the fishnets, I think then it'd be a thirst trap. But with the panties, it classes it.
She is so thirst trapping.
All right, up next, we have Megan Thee Stallion, a.k.a. Hot Girl Meg, quenching everybody's thirst. Ooh, when she posted this video giving us 90s chat line vibes, wearing barely anything bikini, asking her fans to call her with the caption. Check this out, y'all. Hey, hotties, it's me, the mother hot girl coach. I haven't really been able to see you or connect with y'all since this quarantine started, so I got a phone just for my hotties, and I promise it's really me. Look at Megan. Oh, I love it.
That ain't no thirst trap. If you see the picture with me and Megan took, honey, and all her thighs out, that is, she's used to dressing like that. That is not a thirst trap.
I think it's thirst trap gone wrong. I think she should have been playing MC Hammer, Pumps and a Bumps, over this video, because that's exactly what she looks like. Well, y'all, this is a thirst trap first. Now, we have Kaia Gerber. Now, she's a model, and she posted this cute little picture of her wearing this little bitty bikini, and she's wearing a cast. Now, she captioned it, had a little accident, but I'm okay. What y'all think of this?
She was doing it wrong.
That is like the ugliest panty and bra set in the world, honey.
It is. And I'm going to tell you why it's ugly, because the panty is cut like grandma panties, but then the bra is like all small, like she needs some little cut. I don't like it.
Right.
Don't be granny panty shaming. There's nothing wrong with a pair of granny panties. You leave her alone. Listen. That's hot.
I'm about to show y'all, honey, what a real thirst trap look like, baby. Now, Miss Tina Knowles Lawson, she's the mama of Beyonce and Solange Knowles, y'all. Now, she's coming through, bitch, with a cougar thirst, baby. Now, she posted a throwback photo, honey, of her laid out, honey, in a leopard baby with the caption, quote, I'm 38 on this photo, honey, and I still love leopard. My girls used to hate it, honey. That's why I love Cookie Lions so much, honey. Yes, bitch, honey, I was Cookie Lions before there was a Cookie Lions. With my animal prince, honey, at Taraji.
Wow.
Definitely.
Not a thirst trap.
Oh, come on.
That's a real thirst trap,
baby,
right there, okay?
Honey.
I can't get over how much 100%. She looks like my mom on this picture. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post my mama thirst trap from when she was that age. They about the same. Ooh. They about the same with their red lips and their long black hair.
Dear mama Diane.
Okay.
Don't do it.
All right, coming up, is David Foster fostering Prince Harry? Well, we'll tell you about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all, so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle just celebrated their second anniversary, and they're now rebuilding their life here in the States. So they are hanging with the who's who. Now, Adele is a friend of theirs, and she lives in the L.A. area as well, and she's giving them the lowdown on her favorite spots. And as you all know, they are laying it low in Tyler Perry's home, his beautiful mansion, which is amazing. And also, now, Catherine McPhee goes back with Meghan Markle, like, way back. They grew up together. And she's dishing on telling us how Prince Harry has a close relationship with her husband, David Foster. Now, see what she has to say.
My husband has like a really, really beautiful relationship with Harry. They're so cute. They're like father and son. So we just stay in touch with them. But mostly it's Meghan and I knew each other from childhood, but really Harry and my husband are friends, so it's really nice.
Yeah. Now, but when you're totally. When you're thinking of what she said, Frank, she says that David Foster is like a father, Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. And he's also like a father to Catherine McPhee.
He's like a grandfather to Catherine McPhee.
Grandpa, what are you talking about?
So Heidi, technically,
grandma?
That would make exactly. Catherine McPhee
yeah.
stepmom
to Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Jerry.
It's very, very confusing. I mean, you look at David Foster, he kind of looks like Prince Charles with smaller ears.
Like a good-looking Prince Charles. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think Catherine McPhee and Meghan Markle are friends anymore. I think the only reason that they cheated and claimed they were friends because she had that picture of them back in the day. Now it's been released.
Oh, yeah.
She hates her now. They're not friends.
Right.
Like, how
right.
dare you release that picture of us?
Chrissy Teigen's known for her great cooking. You know, she's written a few cookbooks, and she has a successful line of cookware called Cravings. And recently, she sent out gift boxes to some of her celebrity friends, one being Kourtney Kardashian. Basically just to promote her products, which is smart, but apparently a lot of other celebrities started reaching out to Chrissy Teigen going, hey, where's my Cravings
gift bags?
Yeah, and Chrissy not having it. She went on Instagram and said, please don't ask me for a box. My marketing budget is not infinite, but my love for you is. Also, I see some of you asking, and you're literally rich. Just go buy my stuff. Yeah. You don't need
have
it
Have your chef go buy my stuff.
You know Chrissy Teigen, Chewy. She's direct. Does it surprise you that she's just calling people out?
I love, you know what? People love free stuff. Rich people really love free stuff because they're so cheap.
Now, Portia, you have your Go Naked hairline. You've got your Pampered by Portia, which I'm waiting for mine in the mail. I'm sure you sent it.
Me too.
No big deal.
I'm waiting for my sheets.
On the way.
Eastern King. do people reach out for you a lot, Portia, for freebies?
You know what? They kind of go around the corner. It's like, girl, is that a new texture? I would love to try it. And it's like, you don't got to imagine. You can go to the website and you can order it.
Go buy it.
But they're like waiting for you to say, girl, I'll send it to you. I never do.
Portia don't give you nothing.
I don't give away nothing. Nothing, okay? Because I feel like that support, like for me, if I have friends and you have a line or you have whatever you're selling, I'm going to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to support you. I'm going to support you.
That's right.
And most of the time, I ain't going to lie, when you give this free stuff to these celebrities, which I am definitely speaking on that because I have done this, they don't post your stuff. They will run around on the beach with your weight, and not even tag you. It's like...
So here. Chrissy Teigen's right. Buy
Chrissy
it.
Chrissy Teigen
you're
right.
You're literally rich.
But by the way, that's Chrissy, right. I was at your house for a commercial, girl. Send me mine now.
Up next, our man Andrew Freund sit down with Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani to talk about their new Netflix film, Lovebirds. That's coming up next, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here celebrating the release of the new Netflix comedy Lovebirds with two of the stars of the film. Guys, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so I guess, Issa, my first question is for you is I want to know, how are you holding up in this crazy time?
I've had my ebbs and flows, you know. I looked at it initially like, this is great for my productivity. I get to catch up. And then I got depressed 2 weeks ago, like, we're never going to get out of this. And now I'm back to, you know, like, okay, I'm adjusting. We're slowly reopening up, but people are crazy. So who knows? But I'm focused.
Kumail, kind of set the movie up for me. How would you describe Lovebirds? Because, I mean, I'm going to swear right now, I love this movie.
So the basic setup is Issa and I play a couple who've been together for a while and we're in a bit of a rut and we're in an argument and at the brink of breaking up, we kind of get framed for a murder.
He's dead.
We know he's dead, but we didn't kill him.
He like tripped for a murder or whatever.
We didn't murder anybody.
1, 2, 3, go.
Woo! Okay, the guy's name is Jabron.
Run, Leilani.
And the girl's name's actually Leilani. She's running too now, kind of slowly, because she's wearing heels that look actually amazing.
So it's this one-night adventure of us trying to solve this mystery while trying to figure our issues out.
Okay, now, Issa, you have to help me with something, because on our show, we have a segment called Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And as you know, your co-star, he has a new physique that he has shown to the world. The world has been blessed by his physique. When he posted that photo, was he thirst trapping or was it just a regular post? What are your thoughts?
It was definitely not a regular post. Was it a thirst trap? It was. I think he didn't set the thirst trap. I think it just became a thirst trap. But I think, you know, my guy was out here proud of his body, all the work that he put in. It was an introduction post. Like, from here, this moment forward, this is what you know me as.
And Kumail, what are your thoughts? Was it a thirst trap? Set the record straight.
You know, I think it might have been a bit of a thirst trap. I don't know how else to. I mean, look at those pictures. Issa's right. I had worked way too hard. Initially, I just took the pictures for myself, and then I saw the pictures, and I was like, "All right, the world needs to see this."
They do. You know, we are thankful for it. So I will personally thank you on behalf of the planet for that photo. So thanks.
You're welcome, planet.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, okay, if you guys were going to pick two other celebrities to go on the run with, who would each of you pick? And you can't pick each other. You have to pick two other people, and why?
One would be Drake, and the other would be, I'm going to say, I don't know why right now, but I'm going to say Charlize Theron. I'm going to regret that.
I know. She's a badass. I get it. She's a badass.
I don't know why she's in my mind right now, but it's going to be Drake and Charlize.
Okay. And Kumail?
I got to go with my buddy Riz, just because I love the guy. And I'll go with Brian Tyree Henry, too. I went with two people I know I'm friends with that I know we do some good together.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys. The movie is awesome, and the writing is so brilliant in this movie that I just loved it so much. It was nice to watch a smart, well-written film.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, it looks like a South Korean soccer team is under fire and had to apologize for using sex dolls as stand-in for fans.
Oh! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actual sex dolls. Now, due to the coronavirus, of course, fans can't go to live events, right. Live games, so right. They had to watch the game online, and they were upset when they saw sex dolls in the stands instead of just regular mannequins.
Yo.
Oh, now, if you're looking at the picture now, and the football club, the FC Seoul, sent out a statement saying they felt extreme remorse that the team had not noticed that mannequins placed in the stands for the spectatorless game were, in fact, sexual in nature. Now, they're not sexual in nature. They're
no?
sex dolls, but they're dressed. They've got clothes on. The yeah. one guy's got thumbs up. Go team. I mean, just because it's a sex doll doesn't mean it's sexual. So, Frank, what do you think? I mean, do you think they should have apologized?
I agree. I don't think they're sex dolls until you take their mask off. Then you realize, oh, you're a sex doll. In the meantime, right. How do you know they're not mannequins?
Right.
Do you realize how much of a freak you gotta be to recognize those dolls based on their eyes?
TNA 302.
Okay, well then call me a freak because I never seen a silicone mannequin at the store. So I know that that's a sex doll just by looking at it.
Yeah, but why not? It's more human-like than the plastic ones.
If you don't see none of the anatomy, honey, how you gonna know it's a damn sex doll? I don't see none.
That's right. Big boobs. You don't see the big boobs on the mannequin?
Yeah. This is the problem that women have who are attractive, who go out in public dressing conservatively. Everyone sees them as a sex doll. You're objectifying these poor mannequins.
Ed Crack, what do you think? Do you think they did a good job standing in as the mannequin?
Some of these dolls look real enough to catch some of these foul balls, if you know what I mean.
I
mean, like... Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.